Wherefore the Lord hath commanded me to make these plates for a wise purpose in him, which purpose I know not. 1 Nephi chapter 9, verse 5. Hello, listeners. This is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, why is it important to keep records? In 1831, John Whitmer became the first official LDS Church historian. He received this calling in a formal revelation, which stated that he should keep a regular history of the church and that it should be kept continually. With varying degrees of success, Whitmer and other early saints made efforts to comply with this divine commandment. They kept personal journals, recorded sermons, took notes during meetings, recorded priesthood ordinances and blessings, and collected reports of their persecutions. The importance of record keeping was further highlighted when Joseph Smith introduced the doctrine of baptisms for the dead. In a letter regarding vicarious ordinances, he instructed record keepers to take accurate minutes and to be very particular and precise in taking the whole proceedings, certifying in his record that he saw with his eyes and heard with his ears, giving the date and names and so forth. The prophet explained that whenever God's people have acted in authority in the name of the Lord and did it truly and faithfully and kept a proper and faithful record of the same, it became a law on earth and in heaven and could not be annulled. Book of Mormon prophets can surely be counted among the righteous saints who have kept a proper and faithful record of important revelations and events. They cherished their own sacred records, particularly the brass plates, because these writings had enlarged the memory of their people, yea, and convinced many of the error of their ways. In their concern for future generations, they continued the tradition of writing on metal plates, because they knew that whatsoever things we write upon anything, save it be upon plates, must perish and vanish away. More than that, the Nephite prophets kept careful records because the Lord explicitly commanded them to do so, often without their knowing why. Nephi, for example, wrote that the Lord commanded him to make his small set of plates for a wise purpose in him, which purpose I know not. Mormon similarly said that although he did not know all things, he included certain records for a wise purpose, for thus it whispereth me, according to the workings of the Spirit of the Lord which is in me. Like the various types of record keeping among the early saints, the Book of Mormon was composed from a variety of different records. These include items such as letters, military histories, accounts of leaders or heroes, political histories, migration histories, recorded ceremonies, prophecies, year counts and calendrical histories, annals, tax or tribute lists, genealogies, and lineage histories. Without the details, both sacred and ordinary, from these records, Mormon would have had little to draw upon to present the history of his people to modern audiences. Their preservation was essential to the composition of the Book of Mormon. Records make it possible to hear the voices of peoples from the remote past and to speak to audiences in the distant future. Nephi declared that his people would speak unto future generations out of the ground, and that their speech shall whisper out of the dust. In this way, records are able to link generations of people together that would otherwise be far apart. As Elder Richard G. Scott described it, the scriptures, and by implication the prophets who wrote them, can become stalwart friends that are not limited by geography or calendar. Record keeping, explained Anita Wells, is of more than merely historical interest. It has eternal significance and consequences. When the Savior was among the Nephites, he taught that out of the best books which have been written, and which shall be written, shall this people be judged, as well as the entire world. This indicates that because of its divine authority, the Book of Mormon is truly a binding record, and we will be judged for how we respond to its truths. Like Book of Mormon prophets, we also have a responsibility to record and preserve our sacred experiences, both for ourselves and for future generations. Elder Scott taught, "Inspiration carefully recorded shows God that his communications are sacred to us. Recording will also enhance our ability to recall revelation. Such recording of direction of the Spirit should be protected from loss or intrusion by others. Future generations will surely want to know what it has been like to live in the 11th hour before Christ's second coming. Therefore, like Nephi and Mormon, we should follow spiritual promptings to record sacred events and truths, even if we can't immediately discern God's purposes for having us do so. It also wouldn't hurt to record some of the more everyday particulars of our lives. Sometimes these details provide important context for our more sacred moments. Just like the various types of Book of Mormon records provided the needed background to make sense of its stories. Through sacred records, God's children from different places and times can have their hearts knit together in unity and in love one towards another. As we diligently study the sacred records of past peoples and dispensations, our hearts will turn to them in gratitude. And as we preserve our own sacred records for future generations and posterity, we will look forward with charity and hope for God's blessings to rest upon them. In the end, God will honor the faithful records of priesthood ordinances kept by His people, and like a welding link, these authorized blessings will bind us together for eternity.
Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit BookofMormonCentral.org and then click on Know Why.